Chicago. The only commodity exchange membership I had ever wanted was one that would enable me to trade lumber without having to pay for the right to trade all the other commodities, which came with a full membership. In 1976, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange created exactly that kind of membership. Leo Melamed, chairman of the CME at the time, came up with a brilliant gimmick to pay for the new Merc building by selling equity in the exchange without diluting the full memberships. He created a non-livestock membership, NLM, that permitted you to trade lumber and eggs. The NLM seat cost $20,000 compared to the going rate of $125,000 to $150,000 for a full membership at the CME or the Chicago Board of Trade. I called Jack Salmon and said, "This is it. I want to move to Chicago. There's really no one in the office here in Cleveland other than me anyway, so let's bag this thing and I'll move to Chicago." I bought the seat and moved to Chicago in June 1976. I wanted to dress for success for my new job in Chicago. An old fraternity brother of mine, Jimmy Showalter, had a men's clothing store in Lexington, Kentucky. Jimmy's store had nice clothes, Hickey Freeman kind of stuff. Not Armani, but very nice. I called him and asked if I could come into his store on a Sunday when he was closed and deck myself out in a new wardrobe. "Well, what are we talking about here, Jim?" he asked me. I could tell he didn't want to come in on a Sunday just for me. I said, "I'm talking about spending some serious money on new clothes, maybe $8,000 or $10,000 to have it done right." Suddenly, Sunday didn't sound too bad to Jimmy. So I flew to Lexington and got a new wardrobe. When you buy a seat on the exchange, you get to select the call letters that will be engraved on your ID badge that other traders use to identify you when they trade with you in the pit. You want to stand out in the crowd so traders will trade with you often. Some people use their initials, nickname, or some catchy combination of letters that makes them easy to remember. In my case, since I was always looking for whatever edge I could get, I picked the initials L-U-C-K. I'd rather be lucky than good anyway. I thought by calling myself lucky, maybe I'd be lucky. Plus, it was very easy to remember. Everybody knew who Luck was. It was a badge that people could instantly identify with and remember.